Today on ABC's Good Morning America, President Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, was asked whether he thought it was appropriate that Donald Trump Jr. attended that meeting knowing that Russian government wanted to give him dirt on Hillary Clinton.
It's not illegal. I mean, I haven't had the conversation with the president whether he thought it was appropriate or not. Here's what I will tell you. The meeting that took place is not illegal. These kind of meetings take place.
And here's Donald Trump Jr. defending himself on Fox News' Hannity show last night.
Yeah, obviously you want to hear the information. I mean, that's what we do in business. If there's information out there, you want it, and then you make what you do with it. If there was something that came from it that was shady, if it was a danger to national security, I would obviously bring it right to someone. But I didn't know what anything was. It turns out it was nothing.
Well, let's bring in our Here and Now political analyst to take a look at the last few days, which have been head-spinning. Angela Rye, Democratic strategist. Hi, Angela.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. And Paris Denard, Republican strategist. He's with us as well. Hi, Paris.
Hello, Robin. How are you?
Well, good. And I guess you're anticipating I want to start with you because let's talk about the Hannity interview last night.
Sure.
Throughout the interview, Donald Trump Jr. seemed far more concerned with the fact that, according to him, there was no dirt on Hillary Clinton, no documents from the Russian government, as he'd been promised in that email that had, you know, set up the meeting. That, in fact, he'd responded to the meeting with what he was told was a Russian government lawyer by saying, you know, gee, she didn't have anything. What a shame. What a waste of my time. Did that bother you, that he didn't seem at all bothered by the fact that it was alleged to be a Russian government-backed meeting?
No, it didn't bother me. I think if anybody who has worked in a campaign, either local or national, you understand that you try to get opposition research. You do opposition research. The Clinton campaign certainly did it. The Trump campaign certainly did it. But in addition to that, you have people from all walks of life coming to you that are friends, that are allies, that are supporters, that are donors, that are acquaintances, saying, hey, talk to this person, listen to this person. And when they got to the meeting, it turned out to be nothing. She actually started talking about other things that were irrelevant. It was so bad that the person who set up the meeting apologized and said, I am sorry for wasting your time.
Paris, can I just jump in here for a second?
You sure can.
I would want, just for clarification's sake, regardless of whether or not it's a Republican campaign or Democratic campaign, are you not bothered at all by the idea that a high-ranking member of any campaign would have a meeting knowing that that meeting was set up, allegedly, by people who are representing the interests of a foreign government and a government whose interests are not necessarily at all aligned with that of the United States? Does that not bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me that Donald Jr. had a meeting with someone who wasn't a Russian government official.
But he was told she was a Russian government lawyer.
A Russian government. You know what? This is the other thing that people forget. I work for, if I worked for the Obama White House and I decided to go in my private capacity or my personal time and give information that I thought could be damning to the candidate, meaning it was Donald Trump at the time, I could do that. That does not mean I was representing the Obama White House at that time. This woman was said to have been a Russian government lawyer or whatever. But was she a Russian government lawyer? No. And even if she had been, she could have been in her right, legally able to do so in her private capacity. And the Donald Trump Jr. could have met with her and did meet with her, and he would not have broken any law.
Angela, jump in.
That's true. That's not so. There are several issues with what you just said, Paris. The first issue is this line about opposition research. It's time for us to throw out the baby and the bathwater. Sorry, babies. But the reality of it is collusion is the conspiracy to do something illegal with someone, to cheat someone out of a result. And that is exactly what we see happening. That is what the evidence is now suggesting. The second thing, you cannot liken your tenure in the George W. Bush White House or in any other White House for that matter, Paris, to this woman who is affiliated with the Kremlin, because we're talking about an administration where, you know, you are working to support a candidate. And Paris, frankly, you could run afoul of the law called the Hatch Act if you did that in your private capacity, depending on what you were actually doing. The third thing here is very simple. We're not talking about someone who worked in a White House that preceded Donald Trump's. We're talking about someone who is a foreign adversary, affiliated with a foreign adversary, which is what the heart of Magnus' question was. You cannot do that. That runs afoul of federal election law. In fact, for those listeners who want to look it up, it's Section 30121 of Title 52. Bob Bauer, who is an election law specialist and expert, talks about the fact that if the Russian government is paying spies and hackers to collect and disseminate negative information about Ms. Clinton to help Mr. Trump win the 2016 election, that is violation of the law. It's a clear black letter violation of the law.
But that's not what happened.
No, but
that's not what happened.
No, it was the conspiring to do that. He said that it could happen. If it happened late in the summer, he would love that. That is a conspiracy.
But it didn't happen.
That is no, but that's what you're missing. It doesn't have to happen. Conspiracy is the intent to act on something, to act on a particular thing, and that is actually the law. It's not the collusion that's the law. It's conspiring. So him conspiring to do that, regardless if he was successful with that particular outcome, he conspired. That is a violation of federal election law.
He conspired to talk to someone who was not a Russian government official.
But he didn't know that, Paris. And that's, I mean...
But you know what? But what matters are facts. And the facts are she wasn't. And what else do we know? We know that Donald Trump Jr. was transparent. We know that there's no...
Not for weeks.
We know that, according to reports today, Paris, actually, when President Trump was returning from the summit last week, that he and his aides were gathered around trying to come up with a response to the New York Times saying that they were going to reveal this meeting. And the first response was that it was about adoption. And we know now that the email said that it was actually purported to be, and we don't know if it really was, but it was purported to be an invitation from someone who said it was Russian government documents and it was a Russian-backed plan. There really is a difference here, Paris, in how people are looking at this, because you're saying, well, it turned out maybe to be nothing, but others are saying that's not the point. The point is, what did he think it was going to be? He thought it was a Russian-backed plan.
And here's the main thing. You have people now on both sides of the aisle saying, we demand answers to these questions we're asking. You now have very hardcore substance for the special criminal investigation. You have very clear evidence now of potential collusion. That is what this is. We shouldn't call it anything else. It does not matter what he thought she was or what she ended up being. It matters that they conspired to overthrow and steal an election.
Angela, well, I'm going to jump in here,
there's
Angela.
There's no evidence of any conspiracy. There's no evidence of that. And you know what? This meeting did not change the outcome of the election
Angela and Paris, forgive me. I just want to jump in here because, yes, there are very important legal questions which have not been settled yet, and that will happen perhaps over time. There are also essential political questions, and I want to play a little bit of tape here. This is Trey Gowdy, Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee. He was on Fox News last night talking with Martha McCallum.
Someone close to the president needs to get everyone connected with that campaign in a room and say, from the time you saw Dr. Zhivago until the moment you drank vodka with a guy named Boris, you list every single one of those, and we're going to turn them over to the special counsel because this drip, drip, drip is undermining the credibility of this administration.
Paris, question for you. I mean, a lot of people are saying this, that this is costing the credibility of the Trump administration. So is this likely to happen, what Trey Gowdy is calling for, a full disclosure of every contact with Russia? Do you think that is going to happen? Should it happen?
I believe that it's happened. And look, the reason why we even found out about this meeting was because, as I understand it, Jared Kushner had reported it.
Belatedly. He had to redo his security clearance and report it belatedly.
Jared Kushner had reported it, and then the New York Times, I don't know if they got it, it was leaked to them. No one wants to talk about these leaks. But at the end of the day, Donald Trump Jr. said, I'm going to release all the emails. He released them. And then he went as far as to say, if the Congress wants to talk to me, I'll talk to them as well. And so they've done this. Donald Trump Jr. does not work in the administration. Donald Trump Jr. does not work at the White House. Jared Kushner does. That's why this, and Jared Kushner also agreed to talk to and testify to any committee on the Hill. And so we got this information because of the transparency from those in the administration, which Donald Trump Jr. is not.
Well, again, he didn't do it in his first security clearance. He did it belatedly. But Angela, I got to ask you, we only have about a minute left. You know, we heard it all last night on Fox TV. Republicans and Trump supporters are saying, and we just heard it from Paris, Democrats did this too. They took information, or somebody tried to give them information from Ukrainians. Now, we're going to talk about this elsewhere on the program, but this was a Ukrainian-American. It wasn't clear it was the Ukrainian government who tried to give information about Paul Manafort to the campaign. But people are pointing to that and saying this happens all the time.
And I just have to beg to differ. I think that it's completely different when you are in black and white, like you are writing out, this information is coming from the Russian government because they want to help Donald Trump win the presidency. That is a completely different thing. I also, again, beg to differ on this idea of opposition research coming
quickly,
from
yep.
foreign adversaries. I think that's a very important distinction. So we can continue to kind of play this game, but this is not a lesser of two evils argument. This is collusion in black and white in an email that he chose to disclose.
We're going to have to let that be the last. We're going to have to let that be the last word. We're going to have to let that be the last word. That some are agreeing with you, Paris. It's not collusion, but it smells to them. Angela Rye, Democratic strategist. Her new podcast, On One with Angela Rye, debuts today.
Paris, I better be on it.
Paris Denard wishes her well. He's her friend, a Republican strategist. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.